Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Lenny.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Ellen Canner. She's the award-winning author of Feeding the Hungry Ghost, Life, Faith, and What to Eat for Dinner. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
It looks like there will be a whole lot more plant-based options coming our way thanks to Pinnacle Foods, the parent company to brands like Gardein, Earth Balance, Evolve, and Bird's Eye. Announced that due to Gardein's consistent success, they'll be putting a new emphasis on plant-based products. Mark Schiller, president of North American Retail for Pinnacle Foods, said in an interview with Food Business News, "We actually think we are at a tipping point in terms of people starting to look at plants as an alternative to animal protein." Seeing an opportunity, both from a monetary standpoint as well as a health and sustainability one, Pinnacle will be shifting the company's strategy towards vegetables and plant-based protein. Bird's Eye, for example, has released buffalo cauliflower wings, legume and whole grain protein blends, and even protein-packed Disney-themed sides for children. Pinnacle is also introducing new Gardein products this year, including their breakfast and pepperoni pockets, as well as their new skillet meals. Considering that Gardein brand products perform significantly better than some of Pinnacle's non-vegan brands, such as Wishbone salad dressings and Duncan Hines desserts, it's no surprise that Pinnacle, whose net sales were over $2.5 billion last year, is gravitating towards these plant-based companies. Pinnacle's shift is not only a result of consumer demand for plant-based foods, but also is directly correlated with creating a more sustainable food system. Our current food system with animal agriculture at its core is broken, and there's a huge financial opportunity for innovative foods that can transform the industry. As Pinnacle Foods and other companies make it easier for consumers to make better decisions, more people will actually choose healthier and more sustainable options.
Sea Shepherd Conservation Society reports that it's now high season for poaching the marine fish totoba. In response to the Asian black markets and their demand for totoba swim bladders, illegal fishermen, despite all efforts in removing nets and working with the Navy, are hitting the vaquita population hard. Asian countries need to take measures to curtail the import and demand for endangered species. The vaquita is a rare species of porpoise endemic to the northern part of the Gulf of California, and the numbers are very low. Sea Shepherd found a third dead vaquita on March 24th. The beaches of San Felipe are littered with hundreds of dead totobas with only their swim bladders removed. Poaching activity continues to increase. Finding three vaquitas in 3 weeks is unsettling. If we look at the current rate that the vaquita population is being killed and the intensity of illegal activity at night, there are likely to be fewer than 30 vaquita left. If we continue losing the vaquita at this rate, it will be extinct by this coming December. There is still hope for the vaquita, though. Other species have been brought to the brink of extinction and bounced back with the right interventions. The sea lions in the Sea of Cortez, the right whale around New Zealand, and the California condor are just a few examples of these species. The gillnet ban and all the efforts that have been in place need to continue stronger than ever. As long as our efforts continue to protect this sea creature, there is hope. Help Sea Shepherd in their efforts to save the vaquita by going to seashepherd.org.
Japanese whalers returned to port Thursday after an Antarctic hunt that killed more than 300 of the mammals, the government said. The fleet had set sail for the Southern Ocean in December with plans to slaughter 330 minke whales, despite a worldwide moratorium and opposition led by Australia and New Zealand. Japan's fisheries agency announced that the target number of scientific research kills had been achieved. The 2015-2016 season came after a one-year hiatus prompted by a ruling by the United Nations International Court of Justice, which said the annual hunt was a commercial venture masquerading as science. Under the International Whaling Commission, to which Japan is a signatory, There has been a moratorium on hunting whales since 1986. But Japan persists in the practice using a loophole in the ban that allows for lethal research. Tokyo claims it is trying to prove the whale population is large enough to sustain a return to commercial hunting, and says it has to kill the mammals to carry out its research properly. However, it makes no secret of the fact that whale meat ends up on dinner tables and is served up in school lunches. In response to the International Court of Justice ruling, Japan's 2014-2015 mission carried out only non-lethal research, such as taking skin samples and doing head counts. The Hall announced it's been bigger than it has been in recent years when the mission has been hampered by a confrontational campaign on the high seas by environmentalist group Sea Shepherd. In the 2013-2014 season, just 251 minke whales were caught, while the figure was only 103 the season before. That compares with historic catches of around 850. Besides the kills, the agency also said it conducted non-lethal research such as observation, the taking of skin samples from live whales, and attaching tracking devices to whales. Environmental campaign group Greenpeace labeled the hunt unnecessary and said it violated the UN court ruling. Japan has hunted whales for centuries, and their meat was a key source of protein in the immediate post-World War II years when the country was desperately poor. But consumption has dramatically declined in recent decades, with significant proportions of the population saying they never or rarely eat whale meat. Some experts say that Japan's refusal to give up the Antarctic mission, despite censure by the International Court, is largely due to a small group of powerful politicians. Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Ellen Canner, the award-winning author of Feeding the Hungry Ghost, Life, Faith, and What to Eat for Dinner, Huffington Post Meatless Monday blogger, and Miami Herald syndicated columnist, The Edgy Veggie. And with her personal food consulting service, Veg Therapy, she guides people to make more conscious food choices. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.